So when I was growing up, my favorite things to do was to watch movies with my dad on the weekends. We'd make some popcorn, we'd sit down, and we'd watch a movie together. Our favorite genre of movies, I think, was all, you know, underdog stories, right? We loved cheering for that character who, despite all the odds stacked against them, found some way to win or fulfill their dreams, right? So my favorite underdog movie, probably one of my favorites of all time, is Rocky, right? I love that story. I won't do any Rocky impressions for you right now. My dad, he might add Rudy to the list, right? That was one of his favorites. I don't know what yours would be, right? Maybe you like cheering for the Rockford Peaches in a league of their own. You could be a person, maybe you remember the chant from Remember the Titans, right? I always go by T.C. Williams High School and think of that movie, right? For our kids in the room, it may be completely different, right? You may cheer for, like, Po from Kung Fu Panda or Moana or something like that. I don't know. This conversation when you're at Mod Pizza today, you can talk about who your favorite underdog is. And when you read the Bible, you get the impression that God likes underdog stories, or at least writing them. Because throughout the Bible, over and over again, the people that God chooses to advance this story of redemption, the people that God chooses to be history makers and world changers, always happen to be the most surprising people from the most unexpected places. Let me take our reading for today as a prime example of this. It opens with two women who are the unlikeliest of future mothers, and certainly not the people you would have expected to be history makers. The first is a poor young girl named Mary, who's coming to stay with the second woman, her older cousin Elizabeth. Mary is trying to get away from her small hometown, where she's likely going to face ridicule and scorn from a community that believes that she has conceived a child out of wedlock, not by power of the Holy Spirit. And to the young girl's surprise, her cousin is also pregnant, despite being well beyond the years that she would be able to conceive. So our scene is in this small country home in the middle of nowhere, not in a mansion in Beverly Hills, as two women celebrate, and as my understanding of pregnancy goes, probably commiserating on these unexpected pregnancies that they now have. A baby leaps in the womb. Prophetic blessings are shared, astonishment expressed, songs are sung. This story is as joyful as it is amazing. And yet, at its heart, there's this beautiful subversiveness to it all. I mean, two marginalized women, they carry inside them the future of the world. They proclaim most beautifully and eloquently the coming of the Messiah. The heart of our reading for today, it's the song that Mary sings proclaiming what God has done. The song is traditionally called the Magnificat. That comes from the Latin word meaning to magnify or to praise. It's the first word in the Latin translation, so it kept with folks over the years. Mary sings for joy of a world that is turned upside down. The lowly are lifted up. Those of high rank are humbled. It is a future where the hungry are fed and young girls change the world. What a vision to sing of, both then and now. Mary sings that the world as it is, with its love of power and conquest, is being transformed into the world as it should be. She declares that this new world that will be ushered in the birth of Jesus, relationships will be rearranged. Communities will be transformed. It will be about the ways in which we experience the love of God and express the love of God to one another. In this new world, we will love God with all our heart, our mind, and our soul, and our strength. In this new world, we'll love our neighbors as ourselves. We'll give generously of our entire lives so that there's no one in need. In this new world, there's no such thing as haves and have-nots. There's no such thing as people who are in or out. There's no such thing as people who are loved and unloved. In this new world that God is creating, it is a beloved community where all are welcomed, all are valued, all are loved. A world in which justice, love, and mercy reign supreme. This song, this magnifying of the Lord, it is a song for everyone in need of hope this holiday season. As Advent begins, our newspapers are filled with enough tragic headlines. Families recovering from the earthquake in Alaska just this past week, just thankful to be together. Thousands of factory workers laid off just before the holidays, wondering where the next paycheck is going to come from. Migrant families at the border wondering, what do we do? Where do we go for a better life than the one we left behind? Communities in California having to rebuild everything after the fire. These are just the headlines affecting us here in the United States. We could have a longer list if we extend it out into the rest of the world. I was talking to a church member this week, and she was telling me about, you know, every time that she sees these headlines and she reads these stories, it breaks her heart, and she thinks about, this is the reason why I go to church. She says, I know that on Sunday morning we're going to think about how our faith relates to the world around us, how we can understand what God is doing and reflect on what that means for me in the light of all of this. But she said, but even more than that, I know that when I come to church, there's going to be a community of people who are wrestling with this also. There are going to be people that when I'm feeling directly affected by something, when my heart is breaking, there's going to be people there to support me, people there to pray for me, people to journey with me. It's in worship and in community with others that we discover this caring presence of God that Mary sings about. We are reminded that God loves us and is at work for our good. We discover people who walk alongside us as the Holy Spirit works to bring and birth new life and new joy in our lives, to bring hope and joy, peace and love, those great values that light the way in the darkness of the world that we represent with these candles on the table. And this is what it means to sing the song of Mary as a community this year. The message of this song is profound. It is that the God of the universe, the creator of everything, doesn't spend all of God's time simply worrying about recalibrating gravity and hoping that history all works out, but that this God cares about your life. In my life, the God of the highest heaven is concerned about the lowly, concerned with the vulnerable, with the poor. It is a song of hope that when we read what is happening in our world, we say that the moral arc of the universe may be long, but it bends towards justice, that the journey of our lives may not always be a straight line, but it bends toward hope, and it does so because God makes it happen, not by accident. Mary sings of a God who is working for the healing of all things, the restoration of all things. And that even in the darkest moments in her life, that is the light that guides her home. And did you notice that in this song, she believes this so much. I mean, Mary is so confident that this is true. Everything about this in this song is sung in the past tense. 52, he has brought down the powerful from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. God has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. God has helped Israel in remembrance of mercy. Right? She announces these things as accomplished fact. Right? This is just the way it's going to be. The Magnificat praises God for goodness, that this is intrinsically who God is, that God can do nothing else but create peace and hope and love and joy. And so in a time in our world in which the conversations that happen on the grand political platforms or just around the dinner tables can so easily drift into conversations of fear and anxiety, it's good to have a reading this morning that comes from two women gathered together in the intimacy of their home, singing of God's love and God's grace. We sing for joy today about a world turned upside down, a world that can become a place of healing and peace. We celebrate a Savior who brings good news into the world, brings good news to the poor and the oppressed, brings food to the hungry, clothes to the naked, drink to the thirsty, who brings all of us hope. Today, the response of faith is to learn to laugh and sing, to discover the joy and the confidence in sure and certain hope that God loves you, that God is at work for your good. And whether you can sing that boldly today or it is simply something to aspire to, may we learn the song of Mary, that my soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God, my Savior, for the Mighty One has done great things for me. And holy is God's name. May we never tire of singing the song of hope together. Amen.